Today is the 29th day of March. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is great to be here with you as we gather and put one foot in front of the other and step into this brand new, shiny, sparkly week. And we have a brand new week. A week of transition, to be sure, because, well, we will exit this month and move into the fourth month of the year, but also get a very, 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 very important week. For those of us who follow Jesus, this is known as Holy Week. And so today is Palm Sunday, a day commemorating Jesus coming into Jerusalem across the Mount of Olives and people laying palm branches down and their cloaks and saying Hosanna in the highest. And man, that is such a vivid memory. That ancient pathway across the Mount of Olives exists. We walk down it every year. We walked down it just, you know, a month ago. And it's where Jesus kind of weeps over Jerusalem. And it's just very moving to experience in life and follow that pilgrim's path. But this is Holy Week. And so we will transition into a new month, but a week from today is Easter Sunday. And so we're coming to the end of the Lent, the season of Lent. And this is a time of real deep reflection. True, honest repentance. Putting everything on the table. Hiding nothing from ourselves. We can't hide anything from God, but putting it on the table and confessing it and owning it. Our sin cost something precious. And that is what we learn in the scriptures, even throughout the Mosaic Law. Sin costs something precious. It cost the life of our Savior Jesus. And so as we move into this week, may we move into it with reverence and awe. May we not skip ahead to a week from today and start the celebration. May we allow the weight and gravity of our own choices and the destruction that they have caused in this world and on people's lives to sit there, so that when we do get to the resurrection, we appreciate the cost of it and the hope in it. So yeah, it's Palm Sunday. It's a brand new, shiny, sparkly week. We'll read from the New English Translation this week and continue our journey forward in the book of Deuteronomy today, chapters 11 and 12. You must love the Lord your God and do what he requires. Keep his statutes, ordinances, and commandments at all times. Bear in mind today that I am not speaking to your children who have not personally experienced the judgments of the Lord your God, which revealed his greatness, strength, and power. They did not see the awesome deeds he performed in the midst of Egypt against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his whole land, or what he did to the army of Egypt, including their horses and chariots, when he made the waters of the Red Sea overwhelm them while they were pursuing you, and he annihilated them. They did not see what he did to you in the wilderness before you reached this place, or what he did to Dathan and Abiram, sons of Eliab the Reubenite, when the earth opened its mouth in the middle of the Israelite camp and swallowed them, their families, their tents, and all the property they brought with them. I am speaking to you because you are the ones who saw with your own eyes all the great deeds of the Lord. Now pay attention to all the commandments I am giving you today. so that you may be strong enough to enter and possess the land where you are headed, and that you may enjoy long life in the land the Lord promised to give to your ancestors and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land where you are headed is not like the land of Egypt from which you came, a land where you planted seed in which you irrigated by hand, like a vegetable garden. Instead, the land you are crossing the Jordan to occupy is one of hills and valleys, a land that drinks in water from the rains, a land the Lord your God looks after. He is constantly attentive to it from the beginning to the end of the year. Now, if you pay close attention to my commandments that I am giving you today, and love the Lord your God, and serve him with all your mind and being, then he promises, I will send rain for your land in its season, the autumn and the spring rains, so that you may gather in your grain, new wine, and olive oil. I will provide pasture for your livestock, and you will eat your fill. Make sure you do not turn away to serve and worship other gods. Then the anger of the Lord will erupt against you, and he will close up the sky so that it does not rain. The land will not yield its produce, and you will soon be removed from the good land that the Lord is about to give you. Fix these words of mine into your mind and being. Tie them as a reminder on your hands and let them be symbols on your forehead. Teach them to your children and speak of them as you sit in your house, as you walk along the road, as you lie down and as you get up. Inscribe them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates, so that your days and those of your descendants may be extended in the land that the Lord promised to give to your ancestors, like the days of heaven itself. For if you carefully observe all of these commandments I am giving you, and love the Lord your God, live according to his standards, and remain loyal to him, then he will drive out all these nations ahead of you, and you will dispossess nations greater and stronger than you. Every place you set your foot will be yours. Your border will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the river, that is the Euphrates, as far as the Mediterranean Sea. Nobody will be able to resist you. The Lord your God will spread the fear and terror of you over the whole land on which you walk, just as he promised you. Take note, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you take to heart the commandments of the Lord your God that I am giving you today, and the curse, if you pay no attention to his commandments and turn from the way I am setting before you today to pursue other gods you have not known. When the Lord your God brings you into the land you are to possess, you must pronounce the blessing on Mount Gerizim and the curse on Mount Ebal. Are they not across the Jordan River, toward the west, in the land of the Canaanites, who live in the Rift Valley opposite Gilgal, near the Oak of Moreh? For you are about to cross the Jordan to possess the land the Lord your God is giving you, and you will possess and inhabit it. Be certain to keep all the statutes and ordinances that I am presenting to you today. These are the statutes and ordinances you must be careful to obey as long as you live in the land the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has given you to possess. You must by all means destroy all the places where the nations you are about to dispossess worship their gods, on the high mountains and hills and under every leafy tree. You must tear down their altars, shatter their sacred pillars, burn up their sacred Asherah poles, and cut down the images of their gods. You must eliminate their very memory from that place. You must not worship the Lord your God the way they worship, but you must seek only the place he chooses from all your tribes to establish his name as his place of residence, and you must go there. And there you must take your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, the personal offerings you have prepared, your votive offerings, your free will offerings, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks. Both you and your families must feast there before the Lord your God, and rejoice in all the output of your labor with which he has blessed you. You must not do as we are doing here today, with everyone doing what seems best to him. For you have not yet come to the final stop, an inheritance the Lord your God is giving you. When you go across the Jordan River and settle in the land he is granting you as an inheritance, and you find relief from all the enemies who surround you, you will live in safety. Then you must come to the place the Lord your God chooses for his name to reside, bringing everything I am commanding you, your burnt offerings, sacrifices, tithes, the personal offerings you have prepared, and all your choice votive offerings that you devote to him. You shall rejoice in the presence of the Lord your God, along with your sons, daughters, male and female servants, and the Levites in your villages, since they have no allotment or inheritance with you. Make sure you do not offer burnt offerings in any place you wish, for you may do so only in the place the Lord chooses, in one of your tribal areas. There you may do everything I am commanding you. On the other hand, you may slaughter and eat meat as you please when the Lord your God blesses you in all your villages. Both the ritually pure and impure may eat it, whether it is a gazelle or an ibex. However, you must not eat blood. Pour it out on the ground like water. You will not be allowed to eat in your villages your tithe of grain, new wine, olive oil, the firstborn of your herd and flock, any votive offering you have vowed, or your free will and personal offerings. Only in the presence of the Lord your God may you eat these, in the place he chooses. This applies to you, your son, your daughter, your male and female servants, and the Levites in your villages. In that place, you will rejoice before the Lord your God in all the output of your labor. Be careful not to overlook the Levites as long as you live in the land. When the Lord your God extends your borders, as he said he would do, and you say, "I want to eat meat just as I please," you may do so as you wish. If the place he chooses to locate his name is too far for you, you may slaughter any of your herd and flock he has given you, just as I have stipulated. You may eat them in your villages just as you wish. As you eat the gazelle or ibex, so you may eat these. The ritually impure and pure alike may eat them. However, by no means eat the blood, for the blood is life itself. You must not eat the life with the meat. You must not eat it. You must pour it out on the ground like water. You must not eat it so that it may go well with you and your children after you. You will be doing what is right in the Lord's sight. But the holy things and votive offerings that belong to you, you must pick up and take to the place the Lord will choose. You must offer your burnt offerings, both meat and blood, on the altar of the Lord your God. The blood of your other sacrifices you must pour out on his altar while you eat the meat. Pay careful attention to all these things I am commanding you, so that it may always go well with you and your children after you, when you do what is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God. When the Lord your God eliminates the nations from the place where you are headed, and you dispossess them, you will settle down in their land. After they have been destroyed from your presence, be careful not to be ensnared like they are. Do not pursue their gods and say, "How do these nations serve their gods? I will do the same." You must not worship the Lord your God the way they do. For everything that is abhorrent to him, everything he hates, they have done when worshiping their gods. They even burn up their sons and daughters before their gods. You must be careful to do everything I am commanding you. Do not add to it or subtract from it. Luke 8, 22 through 39. One day, Jesus got into a boat with his disciples and said to them, "Let's go across to the other side of the lake." So they set out, and as they sailed, he fell asleep. Now a violent windstorm came down on the lake, and the boat started filling up with water, and they were in danger. They came and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are about to die." So he got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waves. They died down and it was calm. Then he said to them, "Where is your faith?" But they were afraid and amazed, saying to one another, "Who then is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." So they sailed over to the region of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As Jesus stepped ashore, a certain man from the town met him who was possessed by demons. For a long time, this man had worn no clothes and had not lived in a house, but among the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him, and shouted with a loud voice, "Leave me alone, Jesus, Son of the Most High God. I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had started commanding the evil spirit to come out of the man, for it had seized him many times, so he would be bound with chains and shackles and kept under guard. But he would break the restraints and be driven by the demon into deserted places. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," because many demons had entered him. And they began to beg him not to order them to depart into the abyss. Now a large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and the demonic spirits begged Jesus to let them go into them. He gave them permission. So the demons came out of the man and went into the pigs, and the herd of pigs rushed down the steep slope into the lake and drowned. When the herdsmen saw what had happened, they ran off and spread the news in the town and countryside. So the people went out to see what had happened, and they came to Jesus. They found the man from whom the demons had gone out sitting at Jesus' feet, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the man who had been demon-possessed had been healed. Then all the people of the Gerasenes and the surrounding region asked Jesus to leave them alone, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and left. The man from whom the demons had gone out begged to go with them, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare what God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the whole town what Jesus had done for him. Psalm 70, for the music director, by David, written to get God's attention. O God, please be willing to rescue me. O Lord, hurry and help me. May those who are trying to take my life be embarrassed and ashamed. May those who want to harm me be turned back and ashamed. May those who say, "Aha, aha," be driven back and disgraced. May all those who seek you be happy and rejoice in you. May those who love to experience your deliverance say continually, "May God be praised." I am oppressed and needy. O God, hurry to me. You are my helper and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Proverbs 12:4. A noble wife is the crown of her husband, but the wife who acts shamefully is like rottenness in his bones. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for this brand new week that we get to walk into. This being Holy Week, our posture is of reverence and awe. Our posture is lowly and repentant. And we invite your Holy Spirit to lead us into the places where repentance is required and necessary. The things that need to be put on the table. The things that need to be reordered and brought into alignment. Holy Spirit, we invite you into all of these things. Lead us deeper into our faith in our Savior Jesus. Lead us deeper into our love. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. This is Steve in Northwest Arkansas. And I'm a longtime listener and I rarely call, but I was a correctional officer for a lot of years and was blessed to be able to transition and become a chaplain for a time in prison. And I've just been so encouraged to know that different states and facilities and whatnot are allowing people to listen. So I just wanted to lift up the men and women in prison that get to hear this. So Father, we love you this morning. We thank you, Lord, that that this community is here for us, here for the men and women in prison, and they get to hear people pray for them. They get to hear Brian and Jill, and God, that is encouraging. So I just pray for them, the folks in prison. I pray for their safety. I pray for their growth. I pray, Lord, for their families. Just so encouraged that they get to do this, Lord, and it's a hard place, and just ask that you be with them, walk along with them, be with them, the men and women that come in and minister, the chaplains, and Lord, just be with them and bless them. I pray in Jesus' name.
Hello, my name is Mike D. I am calling from Salem, Oregon, and I would just like to say a prayer and hopefully some encouragement for Cowboy, who called in today asking for prayers for his son, who he said his son started using again. And brother, I just wanted to encourage you. You know, I myself am a prodigal child, and I know that my mom used to pray for me many nights until I finally ended up coming back to the Lord. And I would like to encourage you with Proverbs 22, verse 6, and this out of the New King James Version. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And brother, you're just doing the best you can, just teaching your son and praying for him. And so I encourage you to keep praying for him, and he will find his way back home, and just like I did. And so with that, Father, I would just like to pray for Cowboy, pray for his son, who is using again. Lord, I pray against the spirit of addiction, and I pray, God, that these things be removed from this son's life. And I just ask if you would just be with Cowboy and his family. I just pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you, brother. Have a good day.
Hey, family. This is Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in Me. I have a prayer request for my husband, Wes. He is having surgery on April 3rd on his heart, the heart cath. Please pray for the surgery to go well, to bless the hands of the surgeons, and everything will be okay up until the surgery, you know, and after the surgery. Just pray for his recovery, please. Just thank you for that. Appreciate you, family.
Good morning, DNB family. This is Eddie C. from South Florida. I just want to say thank you to all of you. I got a prayer of praise. I got a job, a good one too. Paying me okay to survive. But I also need prayer now for a home. I'm living in a very ugly environment. I just need to get out and get my own place. So I'm asking for you guys to pray for me, for God to open doors for me to get me a home, a place I could call home and be at peace. I also want to ask for prayer for my depression. My past continues to haunt me. There's days I want to give up. There's days that I just can't even believe in God anymore. But I know He's real and I know He's there. It's just so hard to look up when everything around me is just falling apart. So I just want to ask you guys, please keep me in prayer. So my mind is taking over. My thoughts are taking over. My feelings are taking over. And I know God is better than this. God overcame all this. So I'm asking for prayer, family. Please lift me up. And I pray that all y'all answers get prayer as well. God bless. It's March 26th. Love you guys.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. I'm just calling in. I wanted to pray for a young man. His name is Adi C. He called in, said he moved to South Florida from South Carolina, and he's going through some recovery and getting his life back on track. And I just want to pray for you and thank the Lord for you. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you just surround him with your mighty angels. I pray that you would help him to hear your voice and see your truth that's all around him. I pray that you would lead him and guide him on the path that you would have him walk on, Lord. I just come against the lies of the enemy that tell him that he doesn't have faith. Lord, your word says that if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, we can move mountains, Lord. And he's calling in for prayer, and that's faith in itself. So I just pray, Lord, that you would just provide for him, provide a job for him, provide friendships for him, that you would bring strong men of God into his life that would lead him and guide him in the path that you have for him. Lord, I know you have a purpose and a plan for his life, and the enemy would just like to steal that away from him, Lord, but you're far greater than the enemy that is trying to come against him. So I just pray that he would read your word and hear your voice, and that he would seek after you with his whole heart. Lord, thank you for him. Thank you for his strength. Thank you that he's pushed through. He's pushed through all those things to get to exactly where he is today. Just help him, Lord. Give him strength. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, DAB. This is Mary from North Carolina. I just wanted to give a shout out to Cowboy. I thank you for the testimony on Thursday, March the 26th, because I feel you. I know exactly what you're talking about. I, too, love the Lord, but he wasn't Lord of my life when my kids were growing up. And I'm seeing some of the consequences of that. And sometimes it's just hard because three or four of my kids don't even talk to me. But just you encourage me that God hears, and that even through you, he is letting me know that he is working in it. And I thank you that you're standing in the gap along with all of our kids. Sometimes it's just so hard because you know you're virtually by yourself praying and standing in the gap for them. So it just gives me comfort to know that there are other people praying for my kids, and I don't even know their names or know them or even know me. So God, to God be the glory. I'm praying for you, Cowboy, and your son. God is more than able. He's the healer and the restorer and the redeemer. And we're going to stand on that truth. And his word will not return void, but shall accomplish that to which it was sent. And Father, I just thank you for each and every one of our kids. Father, the enemy we put under our feet concerning our kids, that you sit on the throne and you will sit on the throne of their hearts. We love you, Lord. Be blessed, everybody out there. Thank you, Brian, Jill, and Ezekiel, and everyone for praying. Love you all. Be blessed.